This is Senator Al Simpson. In the war on drugs, various federal agencies need to work much harder to coordinate a combined effort. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the General Accounting Office, Congress's investigative arm, just issued a dramatic report which tells us that federal agencies engaged in the war on drugs use more than 100 different computer systems, some of which don't even connect up together at all. Right now, some files from the Drug Enforcement Agency have to be researched by hand before being sent to agents in the field. Nuts, isn't it? Ted, the key to winning any war is the swift and efficient transfer of intelligence and information. I know you deeply believe in an encrusted bureaucracy and red tape, but just this once, couldn't you get behind an effort to help us in a federal effort to curb drugs or just keep letting the druggies loose?
Al, it's a chronic disease of the information age. Computers that can't talk to each other. It's no surprise the war on drugs is undermined by incompatible computer systems. It happens in the armed forces, in other federal agencies, at the state and local level, and in private, high-tech enterprises. We even encounter it in low-tech operations like Congress. Technological illiteracy affects you personally, Al. You should learn how to program your VCR so you can record that hit TV program about your family, The Simpsons. The good news, Al, is that you're finally talking about new ways to win the war on drugs and end the epidemic of drug crimes plaguing our society. The biggest problem is not incompatible computers, but ineffective priorities. Law enforcement can't do the job alone. You and the Bush administration continually neglect good ways to reduce demand for drugs. Straighten out the computers, Al, but straighten out your priorities, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.